The Banerjee Is Ennis and Friends Charity Cycle 2024 will take place later this month. This year's event is in aid of Bushy Park Treatment Centre, and joining me in studio from Banerjee, John Casey, and the manager of Bushy Park, Mags Nash. Very good morning to both of you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Morning Alan.
So John, this is something that Banerjee are very, very familiar with, and great that to see a GAA club helping various initiatives and charities. How many of these cycles have you done in the past?
We've done 7 in the past. We started in 2015. It was the brainchild of one our club secretary at the time, Colin McNulty. And we travelled to Kilkenny that year. And did we beat the Cats in 2015? I don't know. I can't remember, but I know it was a...
You chose that route to lord it over them.
It was a tough cycle, I tell you. But we got there, and actually one guy came back at from there, and we've had a tradition where some mad people actually get up the next morning and come back as well. But and we'll have 2 coming back from Cork. But we continued in that fashion. We went to Thurles, we went to Dungarvan, we've gone to Cork before, and we're heading again. Start of week, 7:30 in the morning. But it's a training programme we focus on. So we actually, you know, we know it's a tough cycle. It's 140 kilometres and lots of hills around Cork.
There's plenty of prep needs to be done for that.
Absolutely. So we've been prepping since the start of the year. And, you know, it's tough. But it's a training programme. But we pull in people who are fairly hesitant to begin with. And we get them on board and get them as part of the team, and it's all about teamwork and it's all about the community. So we get people from outside the Banner, and people from outside the Banner community, coaches and else, have been cycling with us for years now at this stage, and it's great. It's clears the head in the Sunday morning, clears a lot more when the sun is absent and the wind is blowing about you.
Well, it looks like your prep is continuing. Even like you've managed to squeeze in this interview because you're wearing the cycling the cycling jacket that Banerjee will be wearing. So did you cycle here? You're going to be cycling away from the interview afterwards?
I sure did, and I sure will.
Brilliant stuff. Look, you've obviously raised a lot of money for. I presume it's a different cause each time?
Yeah, more or less. We alternate. We've started with Slán Chantlár and Clare Care, and we've had Clare Crusaders on board. And this year we decided to look very close to where the Banner is, to Bushy Park.
Very good. And Mags, you must be delighted that Bushy Park has been chosen this year.
We're absolutely thrilled, and we were delighted when John approached us. I mean, we are the neighbours over the hill, so it was fantastic. I suppose, you know, it's nice when people are raising money for addiction services as well. As I said before, not just to raise money, but also to raise the awareness of people who are impacted by addiction and what supports are available to them in the county. So we were absolutely thrilled when he approached us. Because, as you know, there's a lot of activity going on in Bushy Park at the moment.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a major expansion which has been funded by the HSE with some private donors as well. So we're building on 9 new twin bedrooms, training facilities, kitchen, all new facilities really attached to the existing building on the ground. So with car parking and sports facilities and stuff being developed in conjunction with the main building as well. So
and is it envisaged, Mags, that whatever funds are raised as a result of this particular charity cycle, that they will go towards helping with any or of that work?
We have a general development fund, Alan, I suppose, not just for the building, but there's a lot of ongoing costs. We've just renovated a family centre on the grounds into a wellness centre, and thanks to previous fundraisers, even with Clare FM and the Lions Club for supporting that. But it's a continuous process of development. We've developed a private gym on the grounds. I suppose we're always trying to be aware of what the client needs are at any given time, and to be proactive around matching those needs. You know, we have a lot of young people in treatment, so sport and activity has become a real focus of our future planning in Bushy Park. So funds like this are just invaluable to us to buy some equipment to keep us going in and the general running costs of the service, and that we can continue to expand and be relevant and be aware of what's happening in the community and responsive to it.
And I suppose having facilities like a gym somewhere like Bushy Park would be so invaluable, because exercise, great for the body, great for the mind. And you know, just gets the endorphins going. That's got to be good in terms of the people who come to avail of the services.
Yeah, and we have a walking trail in the grounds. We want to develop that further. Our long-term plan would be to put in a running track, or if we can get the funding to do that at some point, maybe some golf.
John, get out on that bike again.
Yeah.
Well, just going to say, like, we have... Now, I would say some of the money comes to the banner as well, and it's to the development fund within the banner. And we've done something very similar. We've a walking track, a wonderful walking track around the pitches, and we've a wonderful gym as well for our players, and open to the community as well, I guess, if you want to join the club. And obviously the upkeep of the pitches and the development of the grounds, and we've a wonderful hurling wall, which is a great stress reliever as well, by the way, so it's great.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, the cycle itself, tell us, can people participate in it?
Yeah,
if so, how should they?
There's an iDonate page. If you Google Banner GA iDonate, Banner GA Cycle Cork to iDonate, you'll find it. This article here will be podcasted, so there'll be a link posted at the podcast as well if people want to listen back as well. So.
Brilliant. Well, look, it's good that people can donate that way, and hopefully you get the weather for the cycle.
Yeah.
It would be nice. If it got something like today, that'd be an awful.
It would be fabulous. And a wind blowing us from Clare to Cork would be lovely as well.
And a win in Cork as well would be.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
That would put them in really good spirits for the return trip.
A win here against Limerick before we go would be brilliant, yeah.
But I suppose we'd just like to thank the banner. I mean, it hasn't been fun. I came to meet John a couple of mornings when they were training on a Sunday morning with the rain and wind pelting. It's been a mammoth task, particularly this year. I mean, they've just been fantastic to undertake the training, as John said, and to bring people along. I suppose the spirit of the Banner Cycling Club, we've known it for years, has been really about inclusivity and bringing people, you know, who didn't think they could cycle or couldn't achieve something. So I suppose the goals of what Bushy Park are trying to achieve and what Banner are trying to achieve are actually quite similar. It's getting people to know their capacities and to be supported in having a new and maybe healthier lifestyle, and to be involved in teamwork, as John said, to be involved in sport and activity and a bit of fun. You know, it's just a stress release. It's a new way, rather than using alcohol, drugs or gambling or other, to, you know, change their activities into a more pro-social activity and to have a bit of fun. And I suppose the teamwork and the team bonding that you see in the banner and the crack that they will have going to Cork. So we're hoping to be down at the other end to meet them and greet them. So
see the way, Mags is saying crack and it'll be good fun. You'd know well she's going to be at the finish line. Not to do that.
In my car.
In your car, yeah. Well, look, we wish you all the very best.
Thank
it's brilliant what you're doing. And I couldn't put it better than the way Mags put it. Mags Nash, manager of Bushy Park, and John Casey from the Banner GAA. Thank you very much. And a text in here for you from Marie saying, great work all. So there you go. That's
the
inspiration and kind words you need to propel you. Although, as you say, a bit of wind from the gods above would be very much appreciated too.